You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Happy Tuesday! It is Gym Class coming your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Great to have you aboard here on this January the 7th. Good show coming up for you. David Eicholt covers the Hawkeyes for the 24/7 Sports Network. He'll be joining us. We'll take a look at Iowa-Nebraska coming up tonight. Look back at the women's game on Sunday and more with David. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We'll take a look at Iowa-Nebraska, Iowa State, and Utah coming up tonight as well. And a whole lot more here on a Tuesday. Love to hear from you, as always, on the text line or the phone line. They're both 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we come your way on this Tuesday on 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me from the back porch in the southwest side today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great, Scott. Good afternoon to you guys and everyone out there. And another sunny day, and you can't complain about that.
Shouldn't. Could be warmer, but hey, that's what we do. Isaac on the other side of the glass. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, doing all right. It's a little dry out, so I can tell because my nose got a little bleed earlier this morning. Yeah, it's fine. It happens like once a year. So if I get it out of the way early, then not too bad.
So the 2025 nosebleed is done.
Yeah, usually I get like one per year. And it's just when it's sometime in the either late in the year or early in the year. And this one just happened at the beginning of the year.
Do you need a humidifier over there in the producer's area?
No, not over here. Maybe in the apartment or something.
Okay, so it's not that room's fault at this point.
No, I was taking a nap after I went to the gym, and I don't know, just woke up and I was like, oh, that's I should probably go deal with that real quick before I leave for work. So yeah.
Well, glad you did. 319-366-1600, that is the text line if you'd like to weigh in here today, and phone line as well, 319-366-1600. We start off with a hats off, hearty congratulations to Cam Miller, the Solon Spartan product, who had one whale of a send-off last night in what I probably more than likely is his final football game. North Dakota State, for the 10th time, Mark, your 1AA FCS national champions as they defeated Montana State down in Frisco, Texas last night. 35-32. They jumped out to a very big lead in the first half. Montana State, as good teams do, fought their way back into the ball game. But every time the Bobcats got close, here comes Mr. Miller. And what a night he had. 19 of 22, 199 yards passing, two touchdowns, ran for 121 yards, and two more touchdowns. Heck of a way to go riding into the sunset.
Yeah, it really was, and it was a fun game to watch. It looked like North Dakota State was going to cruise to a victory, but as you outlined, that wasn't the case. Montana State came back and got within three at least once, if not twice, and that drive in the fourth quarter that Cam Miller engineered to essentially put the game away. It wasn't his touchdown. He accounted for four on the day, but it wasn't his touchdown, but it was his leadership on that drive and execution that put the game away. And, you know, in the whole scheme of things in college athletics, this North Dakota State football program has been something out 10 titles in 14 years, and four different coaches have accounted for those 10 titles. The latest, Tim Polishek, was an offensive line coach at Iowa in his first year at North Dakota State, and he gets it done. That's quite a factory up there, and probably not going to end anytime soon. I don't know, but it was fun to watch.
It was, and it was good football. And you mentioned the fact that North Dakota State, they're kind of a throwback, if you will. And I think you could say this for a lot of the Dakota schools. I know South Dakota State, obviously, is having some of their players test the waters as far as the transfer portal is concerned. In fact, Iowa has, I guess, for lack of a better term, signed a defensive lineman out of South Dakota State. Mark Gronowski, the quarterback, allegedly has, according to fake news sources out there, is going to come to Iowa, but they are all fake at this time. At least he was in Iowa City to visit. But North Dakota State, they have not had a lot of players go into the transfer portal. And Tim Polasek talked about that after the game last night, that he was particularly proud of his Bison doing that. Saying that it's a culture up there. Like you said, four coaches have gone through North Dakota State, most of them with North Dakota State ties somehow. And I don't see the end coming anytime soon. And, oh, by the way, the UNI football schedule coming out yesterday, and they've got all four of them again next year. The Dakota schools.
It's pretty daunting for the new coach, that's for sure. But is it time for North Dakota State to get out of the league? You know, kind of like what they did to St. Thomas up north. They're too good for the league.
Well, I think you'd get a little bit of a argument from the folks in Brookings, a little bit, yeah, with South Dakota State. They won, yeah, the prior year, but it's good football. It is really good football, and it's fun to see. And the first thing that the coach said after the game was that, you know what, we were tested by going through the Missouri Valley Football Conference. And yeah, he's absolutely right about that. Absolutely right about that. What'd you think? 319-366-1600. I think maybe we're going to have to effort Cam Miller here. Get him on the program. Local boy does good.
I don't even know who I would reach out to. I'm sure I could probably find someone to email.
Oh, I can find somebody.
I'm sure you know someone at Solon who could get him.
Absolutely.
I could probably reach their SID over at North Dakota State.
Absolutely. We could find him. What do you think? I think let's let it breathe a little bit after winning the national championship again last night. But I don't know. Do you think he gets a shot in a NFL camp at least?
Well, he's been invited to the East-West Shrine Game, the same game that Jay Higgins and Jamari Harris and Luke Lachey are going to play in. That's a feather in his cap, at least in, you know, if not the game, the practices, the exposure. You know, I don't know if he's an NFL quarterback. And some folks asking, you know, why didn't the Hawks or did the Hawks recruit him? I don't know the answer to that. Just because a guy wins a national title doesn't mean he would be a great fit for Iowa or other programs. I can't answer that. All I know is he's a hell of a football player.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know Iowa talked with him, but I think not as a quarterback was the situation. And he's a pretty darn good quarterback, as he showed last night. 2170 asking, was he ever considered by Iowa or others? I mean, Iowa State as well. And, yeah, contacted, yes. And obviously it all worked out for Cam Miller. So, yeah, maybe we're going to have to do that. Maybe we're going to have to do that. By the way, the UNI football schedule, in case you are curious, they open with Butler. That would be the Butler football team on August 30th at the Uni Dome. The Division 1A team, FBS team, they will be playing next year will be Wyoming. The Wyoming Cowboys, that will be out in Laramie. Mark September 20th on your calendars, the trip to St. George, Utah. Yes, it could be the possibility of Deacon Hill taking on the UNI Panthers on September 20th of 2025. You are giddy, Isaac. I can see that. Look at you. You have a smile on your face.
That'll be I'll watch it. I think that gives me more reason to watch it. I did watch some of his games last year. I think I watched a couple of them. They weren't necessarily pretty games, but they were. I watched them, and they were on TV.
How do you like this to start off your Missouri Valley Football Conference schedule, folks? North Dakota at South Dakota State, South Dakota. Have a nice – and at Southern Illinois. They were also in the playoffs. Or what? No, I'm sorry. That was Illinois State. South Dakota at Southern Illinois, at Illinois State, Murray State, at North Dakota State, and Youngstown State. That's about as tough as it gets, Mark.
Yeah, and it's been that way. Depending on how the schedule plays out, sometimes you're not going to play all those teams. But, again, that's a daunting schedule for a first-year coach or even a veteran coach.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Utah Tech is beautiful and close to Zion National Park. So Deacon has that going for him. So he can go visit the park at any time.
Zion is one of my favorite national parks in the country. I think it's gorgeous. If you have the opportunity to go out there, you should take it.
Yeah. Matt Fairfax is good for Cam Miller. And other second part of that, I'm just going to let go at this time because that's going to get the phone lines going in a discussion in a different direction. So I apologize, Matt and Fairfax, for that. Speaking of State of Iowa quarterback ties, you think Hunter Deckers has a shot at making a roster in the NFL? I think Hunter Deckers still has college eligibility left. So I don't foresee him going from Iowa Western to the NFL. I can see him going from Iowa Western to possibly, well, some type of Division I, whether it be 1A or 1AA football program. I think Hunter Deckers has that possibility to happen.
Well, I don't know. There was some move afoot to, you know, not count junior college years against your eligibility in the NCAA. With Decker's gambling situation, I'm not sure. I know the resolution of that. For some guys, you're permanently banned from playing in the NCAA. So,
true.
That's something I'd have to look into. I think he's also invited to one of the All-Star games.
Yeah, Pete Thamel said he's participating in the Hula Bowl.
Okay.
So yeah. It seems like he's trying to make the jump from JUCO to NFL draft.
So Mark's point might be right on, that because of the gambling situation, he's going to have to. The junior college years don't count against you now. They did come up with that ruling about 3 weeks ago, just ahead of Christmas, about the junior college years do not count. Yeah. So it helps out some people. That go through junior college. 319-366-1600. Greg, I hope you're feeling better. We did give you a shout-out yesterday on the program. If you missed the podcast at kgymradio.com, being that you were the only Wisconsin Badger backer that did not score on Friday night against the Iowa men's basketball team, which is a great segue, Mark, to the fact that Iowa in action tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena. It's a Peacock game at 7 o'clock, so if you do not have that streaming service, you will have to find it a different method to bring in the game. But Iowa-Nebraska coming up tonight, and this is not your big brother's Nebraska team, Mark. This is a Husker team that is pretty darn good, 12-2. I believe they won 6 in a row at this point. It is a very, very veteran Nebraska team, and it's a good one for Fred Hoiberg that he's bringing to Iowa City.
Yeah, it is. Bryce Williams is really a good basketball player, the guard for Nebraska. He's averaging close to 20 points a game, and Nebraska's off to a very good start. And, you know, Nebraska experienced something earlier, lost a 30-point game, something like that, before beating UCLA. So, but this is an excellent Nebraska team, and Iowa's kind of had its way against the Huskers at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Going to have to play a whole lot better than it did against Wisconsin.
Connor Sejan, the former Wisconsin product, coming in. Bryce Williams, really good wing player for Nebraska, averaging about 18 points a game. They got Juwan Gary in there as well. And, oh, by the way, Aaron Ulis coming back to Iowa City for an appearance, perhaps, along with Sam Hoiberg, the pesky guard, son of Fred Hoiberg, who was probably going to get under the skin of Iowa people tonight. seemingly has done that in several Big Ten games so far this year. But I'm not going to say it's a must game. We'll ask David Eichold about that, Mark, coming up in just a little bit. Iowa's got to look better, especially, and it's no big secret, on the defensive end tonight. Nebraska's going to test them, and they cannot come out defensively like they did on Friday night in Madison.
Going to have to get better all-around offensive production, too. I think you can't count on Drew Thelwell to score 25 as he did against Wisconsin. Somehow, some way, some time, Peyton Sanford is going to have to get going. He's off to an atrocious start in my mind, both offensively and defensively. He's supposed to be the leader of this team and has not done so far. Maybe this is the night.
Maybe it would be the night. Big week for Iowa with Nebraska tonight, and then they get the primetime national TV Gus Johnson-led audience on Saturday night for Fox Primetime Basketball at 7 o'clock when Iowa hosts the Indiana Hoosiers. So two games at home this week, chance to get over 500 in the Big Ten, but you're going to have to bring your A game twice this week if you're Iowa to go to 3-2 in the Big Ten and keep that talk anyway of NCAA hopes alive. I got to say, Mark, did you see the Minnesota-Ohio State game last night on the BTN?
I did. Ohio State was lucky to escape.
Yeah, because of a gaffe by the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who were
arithmetic.
Well, arithmetic apparently north of the border is not a prerequisite. Minnesota was 12 of 27 from the free throw line last night, so that didn't help as well. But unfortunately, one of their players, and that would be Caden Betts last night. Minnesota had a 3-point lead, was fouling, allowing Ohio State in the last 20 seconds to not get off a tying possible 3-pointer. Well, they hit a three. Minnesota got fouled, ended up missing a free throw. It was a 2-point game, and for some reason, the Minnesota player fouled Ohio State, and they made both free throws, tying the game, going to one overtime, a second overtime, and then Ohio State eventually coming away with a win. And Gophers are certainly on the bottom of the Big Ten.
They played a lot better, though. Played a lot better. Probably a game could have, should have won against a really good Ohio State team.
Yeah, an Ohio State team that is coming on, even though they do have one of their guards that is sitting out right now due to some personal problems. So still got to win on the road, and that is very, very difficult. That is the challenge for the Utah Utes tonight, who last we've seen were losing to Iowa up at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls as Iowa won that particular game. Utah has not won since then. I don't see them winning tonight, Mark, as they go to Ames to take on the Iowa State Cyclones. It is that is going to be a Herculean task. Iowa State is playing as good a basketball right now as anybody in the country. And perhaps if Auburn's got a toughie tonight in Austin, Texas, taking on the Texas Longhorns, who need a victory, you can see perhaps Iowa State move up another rung if they come away with a victory. We'll see.
Yeah, I would expect Iowa State to win this game. It may not be entirely easy, but we talked about it yesterday that this is a team I think going a long, long ways in the NCAA tournament. And the Big 12's tough. We know that. There's going to be a couple roadblocks along the way, but I don't think this is one of them.
Well, we have a little bit of breaking news for you guys.
Okay, we'll take it.
Now official quarterback Mark Gronkowski is going to transfer to Iowa. That's according to Matt Zenitz, who is the CBS Sports 24/7 Sports like head, I guess. I don't know how to. He's a national football reporter for them, and it has been confirmed, or David Eichel quote tweeted it. So it seems like it is officially official.
And we will talk to David.
Yes, in a couple minutes here.
Coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I got to say, it is a head-scratcher to me. Suddenly you've got an Iowa football team that has a quarterback room that is got a lot of, well, I think a lot of talent in it right now, Mark.
Well, there's numbers, that's for sure. And if we learned anything last football season, you can't have enough quarterbacks. Iowa won games with four different quarterbacks last year out of necessity. And Sullivan is back for one more year. Gronkowski's going to have 1 year. Who's going to start? Hank Brown, we'll let David explain that. Hank Brown, the Auburn transfer, has 3 years of eligibility remaining. Perhaps he's the future plan. Jackson Stratton's still around, and Jimmy Sullivan coming in. So I will have nothing but numbers in that room, and who prevails, it's going to be interesting to see.
Wow. I got to say, I'm pretty shocked by that. Well, we'll find out. It's going to be a fun spring in Iowa City, that's for sure. Do you foresee all these quarterbacks hanging around? That's the question. Now, Isaac's already shaking his head. No, I cannot see all these quarterbacks hanging around. No way.
I'd imagine either, I don't know, there's going to be a battle in spring. I wouldn't be shocked if Sullivan were to transfer out. It would not surprise me if he were to get beat out for the starting job. It would not surprise
me. One or two, I would think, might even be on the road.
Yeah, I think Hank Brown was always going to be a sort of develop guy. So I don't think he was ever going to start next year.
Maybe Gronkowski comes in for a one-year deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that's kind of how it was going to go. But it'll be interesting. I don't think all of those names will stick around, though. That's too many. I think that's too many heads, I would say.
Well, Stratton's the first guy out, isn't he? I can't see Sullivan leaving before his final season. But what it does tell you, if Iowa indeed is bringing in Gronkowski, what is that telling the rest of the quarterbacks? And what does it say about Gronkowski? Is he, you know, going to be the guy? Be interested in some of the conversations that were had among the quarterbacks with the coaches.
Well, we got the man, David Eichold himself, to talk about that coming up here in just a couple of moments. Mark, need to get it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Food available until 9 o'clock. They feature a bar, a huge menu of comfort food, and you can check it all out at emilshideaway.com. What do we got?
Speaking of Iowa football, Caden Wiesian has been named the Jet Award winner, which goes annually to the nation's top return specialist. Nice honor for the Williamsburg product. The Detroit Lions are reporting that David Montgomery, the former Iowa State star running back, could be back for the divisional round. He is recouping from an MCL injury. Also in the NFL, in the stat department, 10 NFL offensive linemen who took 500 pass snaps this year did not allow a sack. That list of 10 includes three ex-Hawkeyes, Tristan Wirfs from Tampa Bay, Brandon Scherf from Jacksonville, and Tyler Linderbaum from Baltimore. Among the top 10 are three Chiefs and three Bills. And finally, tonight is the debut of the Golf League. It's a league, a simulator golf league, founded by Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. First match out tonight pits Matt Fitzpatrick, Ricky Fowler, and Xander Schauffele against Max Homa, Tom Kim, and Kevin Kisner. Will you be, well, you won't be watching, you'll be at a game, Scott, but will you be recording it?
We'll talk about that before 4 o'clock. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and David Eichold will join us covering the Hawkeyes for 24/7 Sports. Some breaking news. South Dakota State star quarterback Mark Gronowski is going to be a Hawkeye. He is added to the quarterback room. We will talk about that and other things with David when we return here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have a lot of cloud cover around for today. Temperatures are going to be in the low to mid 20s, and then tonight clouds will gradually clear and will drop down to the single digits. Some wind chills will be around zero tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow in the afternoon we'll have plenty of sun, but it will be even colder with temperatures held to the upper teens and low 20s. Then Thursday we'll start with some sunshine and clouds will gradually build in, highs in the mid 20s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice. But now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Life's busy, and Quick Start gets it. Whether you're grabbing fresh coffee, a bakery treat, or a quick meal, Quick Start is your go-to for quality and fast service. From clean restrooms to fresh groceries, easy meal options, and guaranteed fuel, we make your day easier. Plus, enjoy perks like free ATMs, free air for your tires, and sweet rewards with the Quick Rewards program. Everything you need in one stop, and always a friendly, see you next time. Quick Start, where your day gets easier and better.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. 3:32 back with you here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Thank you very much for joining us. As always, we do appreciate it. We got Iowa State and Utah coming up tonight for you right here on 1600 ESPN and Big 12 play. We got Iowa and Nebraska down the road at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We thought we were going to talk a lot about basketball, and we will, but we got to start with football with our next guest. David Eicholt covers the Hawkeyes, the Iowa Insider for 24/7 Sports. And give him a follow on X or Twitter, whichever you prefer, at David Eicholt. And I hope they have an expanding or a bigger room for the quarterbacks in Iowa City coming up in the spring, because there is another one that is going to be in the fray for the Iowa football team in 2025, it sounds like.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me. What good timing, too.
Yes.
So I don't know if you guys had a tip-off about this, but as of about 5 minutes ago, our own 24/7 Sports' Matt Zenitz has reported that Iowa is expected to land South Dakota State transfer quarterback Mark Gronowski, two-time FCS champion, two-time winner, which is basically the equivalent to the Heisman at the FCS ranks, 130 career touchdowns, over 10,000 yards. Massive is probably an understatement, guys. I know it's quite a leap from South Dakota State to Iowa football, but I think this is the positivity that the football program needed, and I think Iowa athletics as a whole. So very, very exciting news, and I think there's a whole new feeling heading into this offseason.
Well, David, what does that say to Brendan Sullivan and Hank Brown, among others?
Yeah, I think it says more to Brendan Sullivan than Hank Brown, because Hank Brown has 3 years of eligibility. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for Brendan Sullivan. I think he's a pretty decent player. I think he cares a lot. I think he works very hard. But with him only having 1 year of eligibility, right now I have a hard time seeing him stay past maybe the spring. I mean, you got to think about it from his standpoint. I know before the bowl game he said, you know, I'm a competitor. I'm going to stay at Iowa. I'm going to compete for whatever happens. I'm going to stay the course. But you have to think about it going into his final year. He's going to want guaranteed playing time. And when you have the accolades that Mark Gronowski has, and probably a lot of investment that the staff and the NIL is going to make, I think it's going to be tough for him to kind of stay put at Iowa. If he does, big credit to him. I'm sure Iowa would love him to stay. But I don't think there's one person on the planet that could blame him for looking elsewhere.
Do you foresee just possibly one? Could it be more than one quarterback seeking the transfer portal, perhaps?
I mean, the only other guy I think right now that really looks at, I would say, is maybe Jackson Stratton, but that just depends on the scholarship situation. Like, I have a tough time believing right now that Iowa is going to give him a scholarship. But, you know, maybe they want to reward him for stepping up when it mattered most. But, again, I think right now the quarterback race is 100% settled. It's going to be Mark Gronowski. If Jackson Sullivan decides to wait, continue to learn the system, and take his shot following Gronowski, I think that's certainly possible. But again, I think all sources indicate that things are pretty much, for the most part, going to stay stable. And if you really think about it, this is a totally new quarterback room compared to last spring. There's not one quarterback on this roster that was here last spring to this spring. So Tim Lester is clearing out this room. He's making it his own. Now I think we can begin to judge the quarterback room.
Is Iowa done on the portal, David, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I still think they're going to be after a couple different quarterbacks, wide receivers, a couple other defensive players as well. I know they're still waiting on a transfer from Chattanooga receiver Sam Phillips. I know they're waiting to see about a couple other potential prospects, and I think they're really going to look hard in that spring portal, because now you have that go-to quarterback. Now the offense looks a lot more attractive as wide receivers enter the portal during that second session, which opens, I believe, April 16th, and is only going to stay open for 10 days. But no, I think Iowa is going to continue to do their due diligence. I think they look at the offensive tackle transfer from Montana State, Charlie Moore, who just entered the transfer portal after their close loss yesterday. I know they'd love to land another tackle if possible, but he is going to be a very, very well-sought-after prospect, a two-time first-team All-FCS. He's going to be heavily sought after. Ohio State probably would make a run at him, but I think they're filled up at tackle. I think Oregon is as well. I'm going to be very interested to see some of the other prospects for maybe a guy of his caliber, but I certainly expect Iowa would make a run at him as well.
Yeah. Before we leave the portal, I'm with you. I thought one place Iowa would be really scratching after would be on the offensive line. You mentioned a tackle, perhaps the best one out there from Montana State. Do you see Iowa maybe getting one, perhaps two, at least going after guys on that offensive line?
You know, I think they really are settled on one, just trying to get an offensive tackle, because I think the offense looks pretty, offensive line looks pretty solid going into next year. I mean, you think about them getting Logan Jones back is absolutely massive. I mean, you're talking about first team, all Big Ten guy. I think Jennings Dunker is going to emerge as a potential early day two pick. I expect very, very big things out of him, a potential All-American caliber season. I do think Trevor Lauk is capable of stepping up at that left tackle spot, because I think they keep Jennings at that right spot. But again, I think if you can go get a well-known commodity, if they're interested in going to University of Iowa, I think they certainly have to make a run at that. And I think they're feeling pretty okay about offensive guard. I think Cade Pieper is going to step up. And I think there's going to be a lot of stability in that room. So maybe they'll surprise me. They'll go after a couple different prospects, but I don't expect that at this point.
Iowa fortified the defensive line. What do you know about the two guys coming in?
Yeah, very, very big. I think the one position that they really needed to attack was that defensive tackle spot. And that's no disrespect to the guys on the roster. Obviously, getting Aaron Graves back was absolutely massive. And I do think there are a couple rotational guys that could potentially step up. But getting Jonah Pace is a very nice, maybe rotational sort of guy. I know that they really like Jeremiah Pittman. He's had great flashes in practice and in games. A little bit on the shorter side, about 6 feet tall, but he's about 315 pounds. A total mauler, can be a gap stopper from that degree as well. But then you also look at, you know, the South Dakota State defensive tackle who's going in there. He's got 3 years of eligibility left. He was a first-team All-FCS, All-American there as well. So Iowa doing their due diligence. He was on campus with Gronowski this past weekend. I still would absolutely love for Iowa to maybe get another defensive end. I love Brian Allen, but he's going to miss spring. Max Llewellyn has high potential. But I'm also very curious to see how true freshman Yose Epenesa steps up, because I think in some ways he's more advanced than his brother AJ was as a true freshman. I fully expect him to be in the rotation. I don't want to say he has a higher ceiling, but you're talking about a guy that I think could absolutely be a first-round draft pick here when we're talking 3 or 4 years from now.
Yeah, David Eicholt joining us, 3:40 here on a Tuesday on the Gym Class and 1600 ESPN. Final thoughts after the Music City Bowl. Obviously, 10-point lead evaporated in the fourth quarter. Tough loss to Missouri. What did you take from the game?
I think it's a disappointing season. I mean, I told you guys, I said before the season that if Iowa didn't make at least be in contention for the playoffs, I think it's a disappointment, and I think there's no doubt that it is. But I do think you can take a couple good things away from this. One, Tim Lester was the right guy for the job. I mean, to do what he did with the running schemes and sort of the consistency, I thought was spectacular. Now, I think from a play-calling perspective, there are times where he would absolutely, you know, love to get some stuff back. Obviously, Iowa losing three games this season when they led by 10 or more, that's problematic as well. And I think that's going to be one of the big themes that they address. But I think moving along the passing game is going to be that next step. But the other side of it, too, is what about this defense? I think this is the first year in some time where I think about the defense, and I don't know what to expect. I trust Phil Parker. I don't think the cornerbacks are quite ready yet. I think Cohen Entringer could have a huge year stepping up, but losing all three of those linebackers. The defense was still very good, but it wasn't up to the standard of a Phil Parker defense. So I think that's probably one of the more disappointing aspects about this season, and that's what's going to make it a what-if season. But again, I think that they're going to reevaluate things in the offseason, especially on the offensive end, the passing game, how they can avoid losing those double-digit leads. Because before they lost three games this season, guys, they were 74-2 when they led by eight or more at any point since the start of 2015, and they lost three this year. Obviously cannot have that continue going into next year and with that schedule, because I'll tell you, I know you guys know it, that schedule next year, it ain't easy. This ain't the Big Ten West anymore. They have three playoff teams at Kinnick Stadium next year, and it's not going to get any easier. They go on the road to Wisconsin. They go to Nebraska. Mark Gronowski, he's got a huge opportunity. He put some good tape on his NFL film for the next season.
David, it was a feel-good weekend for Iowa women's basketball. Saved the game, and despite the comeback, where is this team right now, the Iowa women, that play in a very difficult league?
You know, I still think they're a top 25 team in the country, guys. I was very impressed with that comeback because they were down by 24 in that second half. They had every single reason to quit, right? And they did not. Obviously, they were honoring Lisa Bluter, all-time great coach. But I think you can take some moral victories away from that. Number one, it's obvious, it's still Maryland. Like, the Maryland's back to what Maryland is. Lucy Olsen struggled. Hannah Stolke, I fully expect to have a strong comeback. I think that was among her worst games of her career. We know what she's capable of doing. I think she's going to do it. But to put a positive spin on it, I think you need to look at what the freshmen were able to accomplish. Aaliyah Guyton needs more minutes. Yeah. I think she's been spectacular. And to do that off a torn ACL her senior year of high school, and for her to make the impact that she has, she's one of the best shooters on the basketball team. And she's very crafty. She can get to the rim. Really like her expectation. I love the freshmen. At times, I think they're going in there and they're doing some other things better than the seniors. Kylie Fearbach's not shooting the ball well, but I do think her defense was very key into that comeback that they had, because they did get down to two possessions. So, again, you don't want to make it too much about too much moral victories, but I still think you leave that game feeling pretty encouraged, at least by the way they played over the last 17 minutes. I still think it's going to be a really good basketball team by the end of the year.
Yeah, and Milani is also going to get nothing but better.
Yep, I'm right there with you. I love the freshman class. You look at who's coming in next year. As I said, I don't know if Iowa's going to be a top 10 team next year, top 15 team, but they've made their mark on the in the national scheme of things. Like, they are going to be a program that competes for the foreseeable future under Jan Jensen. And I think most importantly, really like Jan Jensen's comments after the game, because she took full accountability about some of her rotation patterns, some of the stuff that was being called late. I know people say, you know, she's been with this program for so long, learned under Lisa Bluter for so long. This is a new role for her. And I think that's going to be a game that really teaches her about what it takes to beat some of those top teams and to do some of those different things. So I left very encouraged about it. We're going to see how they bounce back, obviously.
Yeah. Moving on to the men tonight, how big a week is this for the Iowa men's basketball team? Coming off, I don't even think they want to even look at the tape after Friday night in Madison, but two games, quad one games this week, these are big.
I think it decides the season. I know we're only in the middle of the season, but they just look, that was as defeated of a Frey McCaffrey team as I've seen, not just by scoreboard, but just by all-around effort. Like, it just did not look like them, right? The defensive rotations were obvious. Wisconsin was hitting everything. You have to give them credit for hitting stuff, but Iowa made it pretty easy for them to get open shots. And we've seen this team this season play some really good defense down the stretch of games. We've seen them make big comebacks. So I was kind of waiting for Iowa to make that big comeback, or at least to, you know, push back a little bit and do something. They never did that. I'm not saying they need to go 2-0 this week, but, man, they need to win at least one. And, man, they better look competitive in the other, because I still think there's a lot of talent on this team. But I just don't know. I cannot remember the last time I've watched a college basketball game end in regulation. The team scores 85 points. Any team scores 85 points. They lost by 31. That just does not happen in college basketball. So I really am very curious to see how they bounce back tonight. How are the first 5 minutes going to go? If they punch first, are they looking to do a 3 or 4 hit combo, or just punch first and run away? I think it's a very, very big moral, like just a test of their moral right now and where they're going to be at for the foreseeable future. This is going to be a huge game tonight.
I had one more question about football, David, and that had to do with a guy who won an award today, Caden Wiesen. He obviously helped his football team in many ways. And is he more than 98% coming back?
Yeah, Caden Wiesen is going to come back, and I'll tell you, he's going to come back on a scholarship. There's no way he can do what he's been doing and not get a scholarship. He's going to be on scholarship. That's not been officially announced yet, but I think everybody kind of knows it at this point. And I'll tell you, I think he's going to be a guy that they need to game plan the offense a little bit more around. I love his short area quickness. I think he can catch the ball. I think he's a little bit more of a variety weapon. I think T.J. Washington's going to be in that same category next season as well. I don't think the offense is going to look similar next year in certain regards. But for Caden Wiesen to win the Jet Award, I think it was incredibly well-deserved. I thought he had it locked up before the bowl game, and I'm sure voting and everything was done way before then. But I think he solidified it with the way that huge return that he had. So really cool to see, you know, a smaller town Iowa guy get that big of a recognition. But I think he's going to be a very undervalued returnee for next football season.
Yeah, and well, he did get in the offensive scheme quite a bit down in Nashville. Being down there and seeing that, it was good to see. And I think you are right on with Washington stepping up, and I think we're going to see a few other guys maybe step up next year too. They're going to have to step up in the wide receiver department if Iowa doesn't get anybody in the portal.
I still like the potential of the wide receiver room. I mean, again, I think that they're going to have a variety of quarterbacks that can help push the passing game along in the spring. I love Dayton Howard from a physicality standpoint. You know, 6'4", can run really fast. I think he has good hands. Route running needs to improve. Jarrett Bowie had a couple of big catches. it's almost like we forgot about Reese Vanderzee too. Like Reese Vanderzee had a huge first month of the season, obviously got hurt, had some freshman moments as well. But John Budmeyer, I think this is a big test for him because I do think that Iowa has potential to make substantial gains in the offseason and to be able to make productive Saturdays. But the other side of it, too, just for Budmeyer and Tim Lester, if you want to attract transfer portal prospects next season, this is the year you got to flip the script. You put all of this into Mark Gronowski, a proven quarterback who can make things happen, right? I've always said proven production gives you proven playmakers in the portal. Iowa has to get out of the hundreds in terms of the passing offense. They have to take substantial steps forward, and I think everybody involved knows it.
Is this the year Iowa, the Big Ten, is going to win a national championship, David?
I'll tell you what, if Ohio State plays like they are, nobody's staying within 20 points of them.
Yeah.
I don't see Notre Dame competing with them, especially if Jeremiah Love is going to be limited. Penn State, you know, it's going to be really interesting if Penn State goes far and Drew Aller says, you know what, never mind, I'm going to go pro. What's that mean for Bo Prabula? I think that's legitimately on the table as well, talking to some people. He might decide to leave if they somehow win the national title. But I really do think that if Ohio State plays the best of their abilities, I said it before the season, I'm going to maintain it. They are the most talented team in the country. And I think if they do what they did against Oregon, they're practically unbeatable.
I think Texas-Ohio State is the national championship game. Hey, I had Penn State in the Big Ten championship game, didn't I, Isaac? I did, and they made it there. Didn't win, but at least they were there. But
I want to give a shout-out to Cam Scadaboo, too, because what an absolute stud.
Yeah.
I really thought Arizona State was going to win that. But you talk about an all-around football player. It reminded me of Cooper DeJean in high school. Just he did everything for them, and it was really, really cool to see.
It's good we get an OABCIG reference in before we set sail. Go Falcons.
Or I can't remember what coach said it, but they said like alphabet soup high school, and I've never forgotten that.
All right. Hey, David, great work. Always good talking with you, and we look forward to our next chat.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Take care.
You bet. David Eicholt covers the Hawkeyes for 24/7 Sports. Joining us again, Mark Gronowski, the South Dakota State quarterback, will be going to Iowa. That being reported on several fronts over the last half hour or so. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up for you on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right after this.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 424. 24 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Business owners, are you tired of hearing, "I didn't know you were here"? Frustrated that your unique story isn't being told? If your sales are flat or declining, it's time for a change. I'm Stacy Daybault, branding specialist and strategist with KZIA, and I have the solution. Brandsformation is a proven marketing system that delivers results. You'll have an entire team of experts working on your message to inspire and drive sales.
To schedule an appointment, call this station or text BRAND to 76626.
3:53 back with you to wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Mark Ironside will join us coming up tomorrow on Wednesday. A lot to talk about in the college wrestling world, especially UNI's big win over Nebraska. First one since 1991. We'll talk about that and other things wrestling coming up with Mark on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next. That is from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And Iowa State and Utah coming up tonight from James H. Hilton Coliseum in Ames. Couple of texts to get to. Now, 1776, and this has not been officially put out by the Iowa football department, but they say that Wiegand was given a scholarship last week. But, again, nothing official as of yet. He will be. I mean, it's just a matter of time. Marcus and Marion weighing in on a couple of different occasions about the Iowa women's basketball team, saying don't know if Guyton has quite the foot speed yet, but the freshman only put up 13 points combined. Rotations have been a miss, just seem to rotate players to rotate. And Jan did address that after that game on Sunday, and that also the expectations do need to be kept in check with the talented freshmen because the talent pool in women's sports is deeper than ever. Not everybody is going to Connecticut anymore to play women's college basketball. Oh, well, there you go. Mark Gronowski coming to Iowa, and he has now said that on his own Twitter account or X account, whichever you prefer. Mark, you asked the $64,000 question during the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard about the Sim Golf tonight. Are you going to partake in watching the Sim Golf tonight on ESPN?
Well, I haven't checked the various options tonight, but yeah. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I'm not a big Sim Golf guy, but I want to see what it's all about, much like the, you know, what do they call the what was it, the Big Three or something like that? I checked it out just to see what was it all about. These new things, yeah. Will I watch the next one? I don't know. It depends on who's playing and whether I like the first one.
I just hate that they're taking ESPN time out of a good college basketball game for this.
No. College basketball is on 20 different channels. Come on.
Well, I'll be
including ones some of us can't get.
I'll be at Jefferson tonight, so I don't think I'm going to be. I'll catch a little. I'll look into it after getting home and probably watching the replay of Iowa and Iowa State coming up tonight. Their respective games it's third on my ladder tonight of checking in. Let's just say that. I also not real keen on the fact that a lot of these top flight players are probably missing some events that they might be in, maybe a Homa or somebody like that out on the West Coast to not so much Sony this week in Hawaii, but when they get out to the West Coast swing. So I don't know. We'll see. It's the newest thing, right?
Well, it's like most things, money talks, and this is a $20 million purse available. So pro golfers have options.
They have a real sand bunkers if you hit it in the bunker. So it's going to be – there's some weird, wild stuff, to quote Johnny Carson, going on with this Sim Golf League. So you watch it. Give us a complete report if I don't get to it, okay, Mark?
You got it.
All right. Mark Ironside joins us coming up tomorrow. As I mentioned, we will talk as well about Iowa-Nebraska. I don't expect anything other than Iowa State derailing Utah tonight, but you never know. It is college basketball. Mark, we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
All right, stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next right here on 1600 ESPN Eastern Iowa's home for sports.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous?